Offside. Bratje državljani Italije. Koalicijska stranka Forza Italija je v italijanskem parlamentu predlagala zakon o podelitvi državljanstva v tujini rojenim mladoletnikom, ki so se v Italiji izobraževali vsaj 10 let. Po besedah podpredsednika vlade, zunanjega ministra in voditelja stranke Forza Italija Antonija Tajanija je namen predloga lajšanje integracije. Naletel je na odklonilen odziv koalicijskih partnerjev, strank Bratje Italije in Liga. Premierka Giorgia Meloni iz stranke Bratje Italije je predlog zavrnila, čež da bi morala imeti vlada zdaj druge prioritete. Manj nežen je bil poslanec Lige Stefano Candiani, ki je komentiral, da je paradoksalno, da poskuša tujcem državljanstvo podeljevati Forza Italija, potem ko je na referendumu o pogojih za pridobitev državljanstva poraz utrpela opozicijska demokratska stranka. V začetku junija je potekal referendum o spremembah delovne zakonodaje in spremembi pogoja za pridobitev državljanstva. Po tako imenovanem Ius Italiae iz leta 1992 mora odrasla oseba iz države, ki ni članica Evropske unije, za pridobitev državljanstva v državi neprekinjeno bivati vsaj 10 let. Po predlagani spremembi bi se pogoj znižal na 5 let. Ostali pogoji, na primer nekaznovanost in znanje jezika, bi ostali nespremenjeni. Zbiranje podpisov za referendum o podeljevanju državljanstva je septembra lani sprožila liberalna opozicijska stranka Più Europa. Pobudo pa so na to podprle še druge opozicijske stranke, med njimi največja demokratska stranka. Več o referendumski pobudi za spremembo zakona o državljanstvu pojasni pravnica Marija Kristina Romano, članica italijanskega združenja za pravne študije o priseljevanju, krajše ASGI.
The idea of the referendum on citizenships came out from the necessity to reform the Italian law on citizenship that in practice made very difficult for people to get the citizenship based on residence, as it at the moment it requires not just 10 years of residence, but 10 years of continuative residence in Italy, and it requires that this is like registered residence in the municipality, which is doesn't happen to be lot of times in the beginning years. Even if one person is regular in the country, it's not so easy to get this kind of requirement. So in practice, what happens is that often people after 15 or more years, they apply for residence for the law how it is now. So the idea was to reduce a bit this number of years, and as in Italy we can only do referendum that cancel a part of a law. For how the Italian law on citizenship was made, it was possible to obtain this reduction, canceling one part of Article 9 and making like the requirements the same that we have now for refugee and stateless people. So refugee and stateless people can apply for citizenship at 5 years of residence, and if the referendum passed, it was same requirements would have been applied for all the others.
Tri koalicijske stranke so pozvale k bojkotu referenduma. Udeleženci so na zadnje znižanje pogoja podprli s 65-odstotno večino, vendar niso dosegli kvoruma za veljavnost referenduma, saj je skupaj glasovalo manj kot 50% volilnih upravičencev. Enako usodo so doživela druga štiri referendumska vprašanja o spremembah delovne zakonodaje, ki so jih predlagali sindikati s Splošno italijansko konfederacijo dela na čelu. Razloge za poraz predlagateljev referenduma o državljanstvu opiše Romano.
the reason for failure is not easy to tell, which they were. On one side, there was a lot of propaganda made also with false declaration, like saying that every person that was in Italy since 5 years will get the nationality, even a clandestine, even people without permit, which was completely false. And there was a lot of propaganda on saying that there would have been an invasion and so on. So people somehow listen to this propaganda. And on the other side, probably the country was not really ready for this kind of reform. We have a lot of campaign going on against migrants. We have had a lot of campaign against migrants in the last years. So it was probably not the time was not ready for this kind of war.
Sedanji predlog stranke Forza Italija o razširitvi pravice do državljanstva za razliko od koalicijskih zaveznikov podpirajo opozicijske stranke. Liberalno gibanje petih zvezd je po referendumu podobno kot Forza Italija napovedalo predlog za pravico do državljanstva za mladoletnike, stare vsaj 12 let, ki so vsaj 5 let redno obiskovali šolo v Italiji ali pridobili poklicno izobrazbo. Pravico do državljanstva bi po propadu referenduma s tem razširili tako, da bi jo povezali z obiskovanjem šole. Podobno je Forza Italija oktobra lani že predlagala, da bi za italijansko državljanstvo lahko zaprosili tujci, ki so v Italijo legalno vstopili pred dopolnjenim 5. letom starosti in v državi končali obvezno izobraževanje, ki traja do 16. leta. Otrok rojen v Italiji, vendar s staršem s tujim državljanstvom, lahko po trenutnem zakonu za državljanstvo zaprosi šele ob polnoletnosti, pod pogojem, da je do takrat neprekinjeno bival v Italiji. Novi poskusi reformiranja zakona o pravici do državljanstva sledijo reformi, ki jo je italijanski parlament sprejel konec maja. Reforma je omejila pravico do pridobitve državljanstva po poreklu. Do državljanstva so po reformi upravičeni tisti, ki lahko dokažejo, da imajo starša ali starega starša rojenega v Italiji. Starejši predniki pa se ne bodo upoštevali več. Po prej veljavnem zakonu so namreč šteli tudi pradedki in prababice. Reforma je določila še, da otroci italijanskih staršev rojeni v tujini ne pridobijo več državljanstva Italije samodejno, če bi to pomenilo dvojno državljanstvo. Mladoletniki brez državljanstva katerekoli države lahko razglasijo namero o zaprositvi za državljanstvo, če vsaj eden od staršev rojen v Italiji. Državljanstvo lahko potem pridobijo po 2 letih neprekinjenega zakonitega bivanja v Italiji. Spremembe podrobneje predstavi sogovornica.
Under the law that was applicable until May, when one foreign citizen did get the Italian citizenship because of the residence in Italy for more than 10 years, also his children, if they were still minor and they were living with him or her, they would get the nationality, Italian nationality. The new law, the law that entered into force in May, it provides that now is not like this anymore, and it will be possible to get the Italian citizenship when the father or the mother get the Italian citizenship only by the minors who are born in Italy and have been living there with the parents before the parent get the Italian nationality.
Po mnenju Romano v reformi ostajajo nejasnosti o tem, kateri otroci imajo pravico do državljanstva, glede na državljanstvo staršev in kraj rojstva otroka.
In case the minor is not not born in Italy, but he moved to Italy at least 2 years before the parent get the nationality. It is not very clear under the new law if this minor will get the Italian nationality. This is because Article 14 of the law set just for the 2 year of residence in Italy. But Article 3bis of the law established that people who are born out of Italy will not get the nationality unless the parent has exclusively the Italian nationality or is resident in Italy for at least 2 years after he got the nationality. So this is very difficult to connect Article 14 and Article 3bis. So there are some interpretation that say that it is enough if the minor is living in Italy since 2 years with the parent, but some more stricter interpretation that have been at the moment supported by the Minister of Interior that say that the minor in these cases will take the nationality only if after the parent get nationality, the parent itself will be living in Italy for 2 years. So it's very, very complicated to understand how this will going to be applied.
Kot pojasnjuje sogovornica, zadnji predlog koalicijske stranke Forza Italia ne bi razrešil nejasnosti prejšnje reforme.
The proposal of Forza Italia is more connected on the possibility for the minors who grow up in Italy and attend the school in Italy to get the nationality when they are 16. Under some circumstances, so if they complete some courses or studies in Italy and so on, but it's not really connected with this other reform. I don't think it's going to solve this part, actually, this difficult to extricate and interpret. To interpret a law that comes from this Article 3bis that has been introduced in the law of 1992.
Po vrsti vladnih ukrepov za krčenje pravic migrantov in zavrnitvi referenduma o državljanstvu je zdaj predlog za širitev pravice do pridobitve državljanstva, čeprav skromen, prišel iz vrst koalicije. Premijerki Giorgi Meloni ukvarjanje z migranti naenkrat ni več prioriteta. Offsite je pripravil Matej.